Welcome to the Covenant of Peace radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of Pastor Blair Bradley. This program is dedicated to bringing you the glorious truth of God's Word, one verse at a time.
A mighty fortress is our God.
We are living in powerful days, and we are seeing tremendous changes in our lives, our culture, our nation, and in the church. So now more than ever, we have a great need to exercise spiritual discernment and to know what the Bible teaches about the important issues that we all face today. So let's join Pastor Blair as he continues our study on the Word of God.
Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We're continuing in our journey through the Epistle of Jude, and today I want to see what Jude meant when he pronounced an everlasting and eternal condemnation upon the heretics who bring in false doctrine and ungodly teaching into the house of God. So let's read verse 11 of Jude again together. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam, perished in the rebellion of Korah. Now, on the last broadcast, we were looking at the terrible consequences of going into discontentment and of being unthankful and ungrateful for what God has already provided for us. We saw that the heir of Balaam is behind this discontentment. The children of Israel had witnessed God delivering them out of 400 years of being beaten and made to make bricks and of starving and of being treated cruelly. They had witnessed God publicly humiliate the mightiest nation on earth with frogs and plagues and blood and lice and flies, and finally, the annihilation of all the firstborn of the entire nation of Egypt. The children of Israel had witnessed God allowing the former slaves to spoil the former slave owners. They witnessed God sending down a pillar of fire to protect them from the army of Egypt so God could part the Red Sea and they could walk over on dry ground. The children of Israel witnessed God destroying the Egyptian army by drowning them in the sea. They witnessed water coming out of a rock. They witnessed God raining down angels' food for them to eat every morning. They witnessed that their shoes did not grow old and their clothes didn't dry rot. And they witnessed that there was not one feeble one among them. They saw Moses go up into the mountain, and they saw the mountain burn with fire. And they saw the mountain shake and quake as God wrote down His law on tables of stone with His very finger. They saw Moses fast 80 days and 80 nights, and they saw his face shine like the sun. But we also saw last time that none of this was enough. We saw on the last broadcast how that they lusted after yet more, and they lusted after something else other than what God had provided for them, and that became no longer good enough for them. So they griped, and they complained, and they bellyached, and they murmured, and they said, Would to God we were back in Egypt, and God heard it. And God saw that they were no longer thankful. And God saw that they had run after the heir of Balaam. And God saw that they had become discontented with what God had given them. So they began to despise the manna that God chose to give them, and they lusted after flesh to eat. Well, let's see what happened when God's people ran after the heir of Balaam and were no longer thankful and began to lust after more than what God had given to them. From Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 34. The rabble who were among them had greedy desires, and also the sons of Israel wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our appetite is gone. There is nothing at all to look at except this manna. Now the manna was like coriander seed in its appearance like that of bdellium. The people would go about and gather it and grind it between two millstones or beat it in the mortar and boil it in the pot and make cakes with it. And the taste was as the taste of cakes baked with oil. When the dew fell upon the camp at night, the manna would fall with it. Now Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, each man at the doorway of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you been so hard on your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight that you have laid the burden of all this people on me? Was it I who conceived all this people? Was it I who brought them forth that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a nursing infant to the land which you swore to their fathers?' Where am I going to get meat to give to all this people? For they weep before me, saying, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I alone am not able to carry all this people, because it is too burdensome for me. So if you're going to deal thus with me, please kill me at once. If I had found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness." The Lord therefore said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men from the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and their officers, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you. Then I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take care, I will take of the Spirit who is upon you, and will put him upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you will not bear it all alone. Say to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, "Oh, that someone would give us meat to eat, for we were well off in Egypt." Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall eat not 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but a whole month, until it come out your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have rejected the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, 'Why did we ever leave Egypt?' But Moses said, 'The people among whom I am are 600,000 on foot. Yet you have said, "I will give them meat, so they may eat for a whole month." Should flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to be sufficient for them? Or should all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to be sufficient for them?' The Lord said to Moses, 'Is the Lord's power limited? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not.' So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. Also he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and stationed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and he took of the Spirit who was upon him and placed him upon the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do it again. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the other was Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them. Now they were among those who had been registered but had not gone out to the tent, and they prophesied in the camp. So a young man ran and told Moses and said, 'Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp.' Then Joshua, the son of Nun, the attendant of Moses from his youth, said, 'Moses, my lord, restrain them.' But Moses said to him, 'Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and the Lord would put his Spirit upon them.' Then Moses returned to the camp, both he and the elders of Israel. Now there went forth a wind from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea, and let them fall beside the camp about a day's journey on this side and a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits deep upon the surface of the ground. The people spent all day, all night, and all the next day, and gathered the quail. He who gathered the least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp, while the meat was still between their teeth before it was chewed. The anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very severe plague. So the name of that place was called Kibroth Hataava, because there they buried the people who had been greedy." Now this is a terrible price that Israel paid. They were not content with what God had chosen to give them, and they lusted after more. Beloved, we have to be careful that as we pray for God to give us something, that we are not being unthankful and ungrateful for what God has already given to us. We must be careful to appreciate what God has provided and show Him our appreciation by valuing what God has already done before we ever ask for more. And more importantly, we need to make sure that whatever we are being taught about money and possessions and the things of this life, that we are not being taught to be discontented, and that we are not being taught to be ungrateful and unthankful, and lest we fall into the same error of Balaam and meet the same reward. Listen to me. Asking God for things is not wrong, but being discontent with what God has already done is always wrong. Desiring that God would do something for you is not wrong, but being unthankful is always a sin. Wanting to see God move in your life is not wrong, but not appreciating and not valuing what He has already done is a sin. Appreciating and being thankful and honoring what God has given and what God has already done and what God has already provided needs to be practiced much more often, taught more often, held in high esteem more often in this country. We have a desperate need to once again learn about and show thankfulness and gratefulness and godly contentment about that which God has already provided and that which God has already given and that which God has already done. We need to refuse to enter the rat race of trying to keep up with the Joneses. And we need to refuse the temptation to always want more, bigger, shinier, better things and learn to be content with what God has already done. I tell you that the children of Israel got what they lusted after. They were no longer grateful for the manna that God had provided. They were no longer thankful for the food that God wanted to give them. They had despised the gift of God. They lusted after what their hearts craved after, and God gave it to them. He gave them so much flesh that it came out their noses, and they choked on it, and they died while the flesh was between their teeth. The lust for material goods in this country has become a reproach to God and a stench in His nostrils. The unthankfulness for what God has given and what God has provided has reached into the heavens. We have become discontent with what the Almighty has given. We have become ungrateful and unthankful, dear friends, and we have lusted after more and more and more and more. And the majority of the modern doctrine of prosperity has promoted this lusting, and it has promoted this ungratefulness, it has promoted this unthankfulness, it has promoted this discontentment, and I tell you, God has heard it. Today we are drowning in our possessions. We have so much stuff that it is killing us to try to pay for it all, and yet we lust for more. The pursuit of more of this world's goods has overtaken us, and we are drowning in a sea of debt and payments and finance charges that are destroying our homes and our marriages and our children, and is making that which we lusted after to be a curse to us. Truly, we can begin to see the error of Balaam. I tell you, friends, it's time to repent. It is time to return to being thankful and grateful and of appreciating what God has done. It is time to praise God from whom all blessings flow. It is time to reject any teaching from any man that causes us to be discontented with what God has provided for us. It is time to give God glory for what He has chosen to give. It is time to thank God and show Him our appreciation for what He wanted to give to us. And it is time that we all earnestly contend for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. Well, I'm going to stop right here, but please join me again on the next broadcast as we continue our journey through the Epistle of Jude. May God help us all.
Dear friends, if this radio broadcast of line upon line, precept upon precept teaching of God's holy word is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider supporting us financially? We want to increase our exposure here on the Gulf Coast through more radio stations and through the Internet. Would you pray about coming alongside of us and help us do that to God's glory? For further information about how you can partner with us in seeing the gospel triumph in our area, or to receive a copy of today's broadcast, go to our website, www.covenantofpeace.net. Until next time, may the peace of God keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.